It was the self-immolation of a man in Tunisia a little over a year ago that inspired what is now called the Arab Spring. And that ongoing wave of protests and demonstrations by tens of thousands of people in the Arab world has also inspired music, like this song called Reyes Lebled by the Tunisian rapper El General. And the piece Watani Anna by Syrian composer Malak Jandali. A Western composer has tried his hand at turning this ongoing piece of history into music. Jamshid Sharifi is a composer in New York City who makes a living producing records and writing film scores. Last year, he received a very different assignment, this one from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Write an original work that would reflect the struggles for freedom across the Middle East. His piece, The Awakening, will debut at MIT later this month, and Jamshid Sharifi joins us from New York to talk about how he tackled that task. Jamshid, welcome.
Thank you, Sasha.
We should note that in addition to having earned a degree at MIT, you're also an alumnus of the Berklee College of Music here in Boston, so you're a longtime student of music. When you first got this commission, how did you even begin thinking about how you take this major piece of history that is still happening and represent it with music?
The first thing I did was do a lot of reading about the Arab Spring just to fill in any gaps. I also started listening again to Arabic music that I had listened to many years before, and just I wanted to get as much of it in my head as possible. And started looking for in both the stories and in the music places that I could connect the two.
Your completed piece is about 20 minutes long, and it's made up of three movements, each movement meant to capture a distinct element of the Arab Spring. The first one is designed to set the scene geographically, basically. Let's listen to some of that. Where are you trying to transport listeners to with that portion of the music, and how are you trying to do that?
Well, I'm hoping to set us in the Middle East, and I'm trying to do that using an Arabic scale, a sequence of pitches that is often associated with the deep desert. You know, in Arabic music, you would call that Maqam Hijaz, but we can just think of it as a series of pitches that become the source material for building melodies.
And Jamshid, as you know, Arabic or Middle Eastern music can sound distinctly different from Western music. But you've blended the two. You've created a hybrid. What sort of challenges did that blending present?
The first challenge was dealing with the tuning systems in Arabic music. As many listeners know, Arabic scales incorporate quarter tones or notes that are in the cracks. And I felt it was not realistic to ask a college ensemble to learn the techniques of playing quarter tones in the amount of rehearsal time we had. So I had to look for ways of incorporating Arabic scales without quarter tones. Another challenge was this is a Western ensemble using instruments that we would find in a Western orchestra. Aside from clarinet, which does appear in some Arabic music, there aren't really any Arabic instruments. So I'm looking for ways of creating an evocative timbre of the Middle East without that instrumental palette available.
Jamshid, later on in your piece, the music represents the event that triggered this whole regional uprising, the death of a Tunisian man in December 2010 who set himself on fire to protest his treatment by police. How do you go about capturing a death using music? And I want us to listen to it as you tell us that.
Well, it was difficult, and I actually ended up rewriting this section more than once. I kind of looked at it as a long developing shape that incorporated the taunting of Bouazizi. And
that's the man who self-immolated.
Exactly, the man that immolated himself. And then leading to what I'm imagining, the mental frenzy that he went through that would have led to him to commit suicide. So you'll hear as this piece develops, there's these kind of pulsing figures, which I'm imagining those to be the taunts from the government officials that were harassing him. And then the music starts getting very intense and mad and a little crazy, and then leads to a huge chord, which is symbolic for me of the actual act of the actual event.
And just like the death of that Tunisian man who set himself on fire began a revolution in Tunisia that rippled throughout the region, you try to signify the regional spread of this movement. Let's listen. Do you want us here to feel a sense of uprising jumping from country to country?
Well, that was the thought, that I stated a theme in one group of instruments, and that theme moves from group to group and varies. It changes in some ways. There are changes of key. The sense was this idea has started, and now it's moving here and moving here with variations.
Jamshid, your father was born in Iran, but your mother is U.S.-born, and you grew up in Kansas. So in that sense, your upbringing is far more American than Arab. Why do you think MIT is having you do this rather than someone from Egypt or Tunisia or another country that is part of these uprisings?
Well, I mean, I have a long connection to MIT. As you know, I conducted their jazz band for 7 years, and I've continued to write pieces for them. So I have a relationship with Fred Harris, who conducts the Wind Ensemble, and we had often talked about having me write a piece for the Wind Ensemble. So part of it is that there's some history with the group. Another part of it is that I've been working with hybrids of Middle Eastern and Western music for about 15 years, and it's certainly my own records are in that realm. And Fred knew those records and thought that as I had worked on creating music that had a foot in both camps, which is to say had elements of Middle Eastern music but also elements of Western music, I would be able to kind of walk this road between working with the Western ensemble and still evoking a Middle Eastern feeling and tonality.
Jamshid, of course, as you know, the Arab Spring is not over yet. So how did you decide what your ending would be?
Well, the third movement is what I'm thinking of as a call to action and a recognition that there is much, much work to be done, both in the countries that had a change of government and in the countries that have yet to have a change of government. So it's a boisterous and rousing theme that tries to inspire people, you know, to stay on the front lines and to make things happen. But we don't know how it's going to end up. And the third movement ends with a resolution that's not quite a resolution. There is a certain amount of triumph and satisfaction, but there's also a feeling in the music that we're not done.
Jamshid Sharifi's original composition inspired by the Arab Spring is called The Awakening and will debut at MIT on March 17th. For more, go to hereandnow.org. Jamshid, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Sasha, for having me.
Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Robin Young is back again tomorrow. Join us then, Here and Now.